New friends, new opportunities, new partners, EG Tax.
Hey, everybody, this is Esther Goliath, the tax lady from EG Tax. Again, if you guys want the very best tax help, you can go to our website at egtax.com. It's not easy. It's E-G, Esther Goliath, tax.com. You can go on there and ask us, ask the tax lady. We'll be very happy to answer any of your questions. If during the week, during our regular business hours this time of year, where our corporate headquarters is open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, you can also call us directly. We have an 800 number, 1-800-829-9998. And our corporate phone number is area code 716-632-7886. And there's no charge for the talking to you. Love to help you. And of course, I'm joined in studio with my buddies here, Tiffany Fabian. Hi, Tiff.
Hey there, Esther. How's it going?
It is good. And Christopher Fabian.
Hello, Esther.
Hello.
And then I just want to put a little shout out there. Don't forget, our tax school is starting soon. And so if you'd like to register, we can take registrants from all over the country. Go to egtax.com and click on tax school. And it's an 8-week course where you learn taxes from A to Z. And there's a remote session where you can do it all online, or there's a in-classroom session. But it's a great way to learn taxes. You'll be the hit at the party. And we'd love you to come work for us at one of our offices if you are so inclined.
Absolutely. It's a really great course.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that it's eye-opening because people have no idea. People have no idea how their tax situation works. There are people that are listening that pay zero taxes, but they're getting a refund, and they think, wow, I got a nice refund from my taxes. But the reason you got a refund is you had no liability. You had withholding that you didn't need to have them withhold.
Yeah.
And so we'll give you some diagnostic tools here so that you can learn about your own tax return.
And not to mention this year, you got to be really careful with the advanced child tax credit. You might be left holding the bag at tax year. And so
that's true. You know, remember people that haven't had to file because they had no income. Maybe they weren't working. Maybe they were living on alimony. Right. Maybe they're living on child support. They had no wages. So there was no reason for them to file, but they had children. Now, you don't need wages in order for you to get this advanced child tax credit. So if you're somebody that in the past, maybe you gave the dependency to daddy, he's not living with you, and you were just a sweetheart. Well, this year, those kids might be worth $3,600 to you or $3,000, and you don't have to work. And so you might want to rethink your position.
Right, right. And then also, I just wanted to put a shout out there, too, that we are going to have a seminar here at EG Tax pretty soon. As soon as we find out what Congress is going to do, I know the big infrastructure bill is looming. And so there's a whole mess of tax changes in that bill. And so we're going to have a seminar. So stay tuned and we'll announce that too.
Yeah, there might be a lot of sad people that are coming to that because a lot of projected major changes. All right. You know, last week we talked about filing status. Mm-hmm. And so you take something as mundane as those five boxes and you think, oh, that's so easy. Well, if you listen to last week's podcast, which you can go back and download if you missed it, and all of our podcasts are absolutely, you should listen to them because you can learn a whole lot about your tax return. We're going to move on and we're going to talk about income. What is income? How is it taxed? And you're going to find out that that ain't as easy as you might think it is it?
No, because there's tax-free income, there's taxable income. It all depends on your sources, and that's what we're going to talk about right now.
Right. Okay, so not all sources of income are taxable. And there's a number of things that are non-taxable, but they have to be specifically carved out under law in order for them to not be taxable. When in doubt, you should assume it's going to be taxable, right?
Right.
Okay. So first one is wages. I think everybody knows wages are taxable, right?
Yes.
That's what you get when you're working. you're for an employer, they give you a W-2. It has withholding, FICA, and Medicare, and Medicaid is taken out of your gross income. If you have 401k contributions, it's listed there. If you're having health insurance as part of your package, that's listed there. Your state withholding is there. That's what's on your W-2. It's fully taxable.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Now, your wages that maybe in box one might be different than what's in box 3 and 5. How could that be the case? What would be different?
Your 401k contributions, your 414H, you know, if you work for the government and you're putting money in your 403B, you know, those type of retirement plans will make box 1, 3, and 5 be different.
Right. And so box 1 is going to be the lowest number, because if you put $20,000 away in your pension plan, box 1 is going to be $20,000 less than box 3. You pay taxes on what's in box 1.
Right, right. And, you know, so if you say, you know, but I make $80,000 a year, why does my box 1 only say $55,000? Well, because
I say to them, hallelujah.
Right, right. Because you put $20,000 in your pension, and maybe your health insurance, which is pre-tax, right, is $5,000. So you don't pay tax on that health insurance
either.
And that's
the beauty of tax planning.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And that's why you want to make sure that you don't put more. You know, I've seen taxpayers put what's in box 3 as their wages, and not what's in box 1. The IRS doesn't necessarily correct that, do they?
No, if it's in your favor, they normally do not correct it.
Right.
Regrettably.
Right. All right. Then the next thing
would
be pensions.
And that goes for many states as well. Obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Pensions. Pensions, just like wages, are fully taxable, maybe. Mm-hmm. Right? So one of the caveats to a pension that you receive, and it's taxed as ordinary income, would be a public safety retiree. Why? What happens in their situation?
If they're paying for their own health insurance out of their pension, they get up to a $3,000 subtraction of their pension, depending on their cost of their health insurance. If their health insurance is only $1,000, then they only get a $1,000 subtraction. That's up to a $3,000 subtraction.
And how do you do that when the 1099-R doesn't reflect that?
There's an adjustment section on the 1099-R electronic form.
Right, right. Or you just, if you're old-fashioned and you're doing a paper, you would list 40,000 online. It used to be 16A, and then under the pension line, there's two lines. What was the total distribution and what's the taxable distribution?
And so then if it was $1,000, it would be $1,000 less taxable.
Correct.
Right?
But
correct.
I can't tell you how many people, I mean, it doesn't tell you. You're not going to get any little note with your 1099-R. And so you really have to be savvy or know tax law. I can't tell you how many people I've amended their return because they've missed this. And it also goes for, you know, I've actually looked it up. It goes for correction officers many times, and also air traffic controllers. And so if you're a public safety person, that's something that
retiree.
Yep.
Right. And the other thing that people is, just because you get the 1099-R form, that's the reporting form. And specifically, I think about people that have IRAs that might have done a rollover. They took the money, like let's say that they're at the bank, M&T Bank, they took $10,000 out and they put it within 60 days into their other IRA. They're going to get a 1099-R form that maybe lists it as a code 7, which means a regular distribution if they're over the age of 59 and a half. But they actually put it into another bank. That's a rollover, and you have to list that separately, or else the IRS would never know, right?
Right. I know I just this morning got a letter from one of my clients stating from the IRS, hey, you didn't claim $60,000 worth of income. Well, that's because they rolled in an indirect rollover. So I responded to them saying, hey, we need your proof of your rollover to get this to say you're wrong, IRS. You don't owe all this money.
Right. So not to be so you would never tax yourself on something that isn't taxable. You just have to be ready to prove it.
Right. Right.
And, right.
Right. Also, you could have people who work for the railroad or who put money in a pension. You know, the old timers, you'd have to do the simplified general rule because you put taxable money into your pension.
What is that?
Right.
That was a mouthful, Chris. What is the simplified generalized rule?
It's if you put taxable money into your pension before they came up with pre-tax deductions, you already pay tax on that money. So now when you take it out, you don't pay tax on it twice.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you'd have systematic subtraction every year until you recapture your after-tax dollars.
Correct.
Right?
Yep, your basis.
Okay, so that's pension. And tips if you're a waitress or waiter, server, those are taxable just like wages, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep, ordinary all of income. Them.
All right, interest income. Interest income is just plain old taxable.
It is.
Unless it's a municipal bond interest. And a municipal bond is completely tax-free on the federal and may also be tax-free in the state that you're in, provided that the municipal bond is tied to the state in which you're a resident.
Correct. So, for instance, we're here in New York. If I have New York State muni bonds, it's not taxable on the federal, nor is it taxable on my New York State return. However, if I had Michigan muni bonds, it would be tax-free on the federal, but it would be taxable on my New York State return.
You know, by the way, I wanted to talk about, we left pensions in the dust here. Pensions are fully taxable in the federal, but not so on New York State, right?
Right. Each state has their different tax laws for pension. For New York State, if you have a government pension, it's all tax-free. But if you have a regular pension from GM, Ford, your 401k,
IRA,
once you hit 59 and a half, the first $20,000 of your pension / IRA is tax-free on New York. And
believe me, they're not going to call you up and say, oh, by the way, George, you've been claiming your pension every year and you're 70 years old and you've been retired since 59 and a half. And the first 20,000 should have been taken off, or your pension is completely tax free. They will let you pay taxes on it.
They will. Yep. And that's another thing that I've done lots of amended returns is do it yourselfers or other places who regrettably don't know the law, and they'll make it all taxable. And so those people, when we discover it, are very happy.
I didn't want to leave pensions without going back where that. Now, so we talked about wages, pensions, tips, interest, dividends. Now, dividend income is when you're getting a portion of the profit of the stock that you owe every year. And if you have qualified dividends, they get treated specially, right?
Favorable filing status.
Right. Yeah. They get taxed as capital gains. So you could pay zero tax, 15% tax, or if you're in the highest tax bracket, 20%.
Right. And what they're proposing is that if your income is over $500,000, you will be taxed on that as at a regular rate. That's one of the things that are being proposed right now. But presently, it would be 0% if you're in the 15% bracket or less. I think it'd be 12% now. 0%, then 15%, and the maximum would be 20%. So it's not taxed at ordinary income rates. It gets a big benefit. And if you haven't been doing the alternative method of tax computation for your dividends and your capital gains, what have you been doing?
Paying too much.
Overpaying.
Yep. And then this qualified dividends, it's found on your brokerage statement. So your broker will calculate for you and let you know at the end of the year on your 1099, what are the qualified and what are the ordinary dividends. And so your broker will be the one that'll let you know about these qualified dividends.
But if you don't do the separate computation, because it's an alternative computation to use the lower tax rate, you will overpay.
You will.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to annuities. Right now, an annuity is different than a 401k or things like, because mostly annuities are paid for with after-tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And then when you start taking it out, only the money that it's grown after you put the after-tax dollars in there are going to be taxable, right?
The gain, right.
Right. So you have to be very careful to make sure that you keep track of your basis, the money that you put into your annuity, so that only you're going to be only taxed on the growth, not on the principal.
Yeah. And there's so many times I know when I'm doing returns for people who regrettably passed away, their heirs are having to deal with like a 1099-R that has an annuity on it. And so on the 1099-R, the taxable amount will be blank. It doesn't list any amount. And so they now are left holding and calculating what the taxability is of
and
that
annuity. You're so right, Tiffany. I mean, do your heirs a favor and let them know where things are, what they are, what the passwords are. And we on our website, we have a road to retirement, and in there is kind of a
letter of intent.
Yeah, letter of intent where you can fill out where it is, what the bank account number is, what's the passwords, how much you paid for it, you know. And if you update it annually, when you're gone, if you wanted the money to go to your heirs, it'll be done properly.
Right.
And speaking of that, you should have beneficiaries on all of your annuities and
401ks, IRAs. Yep. Up to date.
Right.
Up to date beneficiaries.
Yeah, there's a few people who are coming in. Sorry to get off track this week, and we're doing their bonds and we're changing the beneficiaries on their bonds and things like that. But let's continue with the topic. Sorry about that.
So Social Security, it may be taxable partially, and it may not be taxable. But the most you would ever pay on your Social Security would be 85%. So
not an 85% tax rate. Mm-hmm.
No, the People most you'd that. Ever People, yeah. pay, not in taxes, but how much. So if you had $10,000 in Social Security, the maximum you would ever have taxable would be the $8,500.
Correct.
Is that a better way of saying it?
Yes.
Okay, so when is it taxed, and how important is it for seniors to pay attention to this?
Right. So they are, if you're single, you take half your Social Security plus all your other income, including your tax-free interest. And if that is over $25,000, then your Social Security starts to become taxable. If you're married filing joint, the magic figure is $32,000. Then it goes up as that your income goes up, the more taxable of Social Security is going to count as income on your tax return.
Right. Now, here's the thing. When you get other forms of income, it'll make your Social Security more taxable.
That's where my brain was going. Yep.
It's extremely important that other source of income, because it's going to be more taxable, but you're getting no more money on that. Yeah, so, for instance, if you're somebody that loves to go to the casino and you hit $75,000 in winners and you have $75,000 in extra income, you know that's going to make their Social Security taxable at the 85% rate.
Right.
They'll pay 85% of their Social Security.
Yep, you're right. Or in 2020, the RMDs were not, you didn't have to take your required minimum distribution. And so many of my seniors paid a lot less when they were filing this year because their Social Security wasn't as taxable because they didn't take out their required minimum distribution.
Also, for those listening who did receive Social Security and unemployment last year for 2020, it looked at, even though the first $10,000 of your unemployment was tax-free for your tax return, you still had to include that money in your calculation of your taxable Social Security. So if you didn't, and believe it or not, the IRS worksheets were wrong. Oh. They didn't put that in there because you got to remember that law changed in March. The forms were written in December. So you may be getting letters saying you owe money because your taxable Social Security was calculated incorrectly.
Right. And speaking of letters and speaking of refunds, what we've noticed is that the IRS is now releasing the funds on the unemployment that was taxed incorrectly because the tax law changed in the middle of the tax season last year, and people are getting too much money in many situations, right?
Yep. Some people are getting a couple hundred extra. Some people, we've seen all the way right now up to like $2,400 extra. So
the important thing you want to do is, if we've prepared your return or your accountant has prepared the return, if it's more money than you thought, check with your accountant because you may have to pay it back. I'm hoping we're going to be getting letters that clarify how they came up with this calculation. But again, you can ask for a transcript, right?
Right.
You can.
Yep.
Okay. So that's Social Security. Alimony. And alimony, it may or may not be taxable, right? It depends on
2019. When your divorce was filed. Yep, 2019 was a big change in the law.
Right. Going forward, if you're divorced was 2019 up to now, the alimony you pay isn't deductible and the alimony you receive isn't taxable on the federal side. You have to check with your states to see if they followed suit with that.
But of course, on New York State, it's just the old way. It's fully taxable alimony received and fully deductible alimony paid. Right.
Right. Yep. But if your alimony, if your divorce was before 2019, then your alimony received is still taxable.
Correct. So, okay,
well, wow, we've only gone through, and then don't forget about the states too when you're talking about alimony.
We've only gone through a little bit of my list. We got a lot more of what's taxable, how it's taxable. So I think we're going to save that, you think, for the next podcast?
Sure.
Yeah. And then
we'll not only deal with what's taxable as far as income, we want to talk about what's not taxable. So you can also understand that. Right. Yep. And we also have our tax school coming up. So, again, if you are interested in tax school, you can, on our website, you can go to egtax.com and sign up for school. And if you're in California, you don't have to fly to Buffalo. We have a remote feature. You can do it online with us and learn taxes. And actually, I think you'll find it to be a great way to do your own return. And it makes you available if you want to do it professionally. We'll help you to do that.
Our online instructor is Dana. She's an enrolled agent, and she's just delightful, and she does a great job teaching the online course.
Right. And if you are getting extra money from the IRS because of your unemployment, if you want to check with you, with us, if we prepared your return, we'll let you know if you've gotten too much money, and hopefully we'll be getting letters of explanation, because we've seen that it looks like they've made errors and they're sending too much money. We don't want them to ask for it back and have you be unaware. So we want to make sure that happens. But at least some money's coming, right? That's a good thing.
Or, you know, if you did receive a letter saying you owe money, you can forward us that letter and we'll take a look at it and tell you.
Right. Doesn't matter where you live.
Yep. If you're our client or not, we'll help you with that letter, because 75% of that time, that letter is wrong.
Yep.
So,
at least partially wrong.
Partially.
Correct?
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady, with Tiffany Fabian, Christopher Fabian. If you have any tax questions, you can call us. Our toll-free number is 1-888-998. Let's see. What is the
1-800-998.
Oh, 1-800. That's it.
829-9998.
That's it. 829-9998.
Yep.
1-800-829-9998. Yep. Our phone number in Buffalo, 716-632-7886. Our website is egtax.com. You can ask the tax lady. Be happy to help you anytime. But until next week, we're going to continue with income, what's taxable and non-taxable. Until next week, I'm Esther Gullius, the tax lady. Have a great week.
New friends, new opportunities, new partners, EG Tax.